We'd like to say we appreciate the privilege and opportunity to be here tonight. That of this service, let's trust and pray the Lord to have His way tonight in the service. I appreciate the songs that were sang, and I've actually appreciated everything been said and done thus far. You're going to read with us now. I believe you're going to read some out of the book of 2 Samuel. 2 Samuel, the 17th chapter. Now, we do need your prayers. Don't plan on it, but we might have to read the whole chapter. You just bear with us just a minute. 17th chapter of 2 Samuel. It says, "Moreover, Ahithophel said unto Absalom, Let me now choose out 12,000 men, and I will arise and pursue after David this night. And I will come upon him while he is weary and weak-handed, and will make him afraid, and all the people that are with him shall flee, and I will smite the king only. And I will bring back all the people unto thee. The man whom thou seekest is as if all returned. So all the people shall be in peace." And the saying pleased Absalom well. All the elders of Israel then said, "Absalom, call now Hushai the Archite also, and let us hear likewise what he saith." And when Hushai was come to Absalom, Absalom spake unto him, saying, "Ahithophel has spoken after this manner. Shall we do after this saying? If not, speak thou." And Hushai said unto Absalom, "The counsel that Ahithophel hath given is not good at this time. For," said Hushai, "thou knowest thy father and his men, that they be mighty men, and they be chafed in their minds as a bear robbed of her whelps in the field. And thy father is a man of war, and will not lodge with the people. Behold, he is hid now in some pit or in some other place, and it will come to pass when some of them be overthrown at the first, that whosoever heareth it will say, There is a slaughter among the people that follow Absalom. And he also that is valiant, whose heart is as the heart of a lion, shall utterly melt. For all Israel knoweth that thy father is a mighty man, and they which be with him are valiant men. Therefore I counsel that all Israel be generally gathered unto thee, from Dan even to Beersheba, as the sand that is by the sea for multitude, and that thou go to battle in thine own person. So shall we come upon him in some place where he shall be found, and we will light upon him as the dew falleth on the ground. And of him and of all the men that are with him, there shall not be left so much as one. Moreover, if he be gotten into a city, then shall all Israel bring ropes to that city, and we will draw it into the river until there be not one small stone found there." And Absalom and all the men of Israel said, "The counsel of Hushai the Archite is better than the counsel of Ahithophel. For the Lord hath appointed to defeat the good counsel of Ahithophel, to the intent that the Lord might bring evil upon Absalom." Then said Hushai unto Zadok and to Abiathar the priest, thus and thus did Ahithophel counsel Absalom and the elders of Israel, and thus have I counseled. Now therefore send quickly and tell David, saying, lodge not this night in the plains of the wilderness, but speedily pass over, lest the king be swallowed up, and all the people that are with him. Now Jonathan and Ahimaaz stayed by in Rogel, for they might not be seen to come into the city, and a wench went and told them, and they went and told the king David. Nevertheless, Eliab saw them and told Absalom, but they went both of them away quickly and came to a man's house in Behurim, which had a well in his court, whither they went down. And the woman took and spread a covering over the well's mouth, and spread ground corn thereon, and the thing was not known. And when Absalom's servants came to the woman to the house, they said, where is Ahimaaz and Jonathan? And the woman said unto them, they be gone over the brook of water. And when they had sought and could not find them, they returned to Jerusalem. And it came to pass, after they were departed, that they came up out of the well and went and told King David, and said unto David, arise and pass quickly over the water, for thus saith Ahithophel counseled against you. Then David arose and all the people that were with him, and they passed over Jordan by the morning light. There lacked not one of them that was not gone over Jordan. And when Ahithophel saw that his counsel was not followed, he saddled his ass, and he arose and got him to his house, to his city, and put his householder in order and hanged himself, and died and was buried in the sepulcher of his father. Then David came to Mahanaim, and Absalom passed over Jordan, he and all the men of Israel with him. And Absalom made Amasa captain of host instead of Joab, which Amasa was a man's son whose name was Ithram, an Israelite, that went in to Abigail, the daughter of Nahash, sister of Zeruiah, Joab's mother. So Israel and Absalom pitched in the land of Gilead. And it came to pass, when David was come to Mahanaim, that Shobi, the son of Nahash of Raboth, of the children of Ammon, and Maker, the son of Amiel, of Lodibar, and Barzillia, the Gileadite, of Arogelim, brought beds and basins and earthen vessels and wheat and barley and flour and parched corn and beans and lentils and parched pulse and honey and butter and sheep and cheese of kine for David and for the people that were with him to eat. For they said, the people is hungry and weary and thirsty in the wilderness. Now, maybe correct the reading. That's reading the entire chapter. Of the 17th chapter of 2 Samuel. I'm going to read you one verse here in a minute. Now, this scripture might seem like it's just completely out of course and may not be a lot in it as you can think of, but nonetheless, this is a scripture that I had to read tonight. There's a lot of things, I guess, has crossed our hearts and our minds, and I don't know altogether what we're going to do as far as that goes. But I'd like for you to think just a little bit tonight about your journey. Your journey. Talk about us and being on a journey. Now, there's a lot of things that, to consider when things come your way. And I don't know altogether. Brethren, the Bible teaches us that David, we know very well that David was anointed as king, to be a king in place of Saul. Now, the kingdom of God, the kingdom, quote, of God at that time, my friend, was established in David. It was established. And there was some prophecy that went out that made mention that they'd never fail to be a king set upon the throne of David. You can go back into the Old Testament, on back in 1 Samuel, and then you can go back over into the New Testament. And you can read and find these same things. I want to talk just a little bit about the journey that David was on. David, my friend, took over the kingship at a young age. He was anointed. You'll find in the scriptures, brethren, that you'll find that David was anointed three times. Three separate times was David anointed. Now, David, at this time, when he first was anointed, he didn't sit at Saul's table. But, brethren, he was invited to sit at Saul's table. And, brethren, and then, but Saul, brethren, wanted to keep a close eye on him. That was Saul's purpose. He didn't want David, my friend, to get, in other words, recognized. Or to be in place of the king. But Saul had already been rejected, my friend, twice by God. And told Samuel, and Samuel had told Saul, my friend, that God had rejected him. And the second time he said, and the kingdom has been taken from thee. And given to another. Now we don't know altogether what we'll face on our journey, brethren. And sometimes, brethren, it might seem just a little bit overwhelming. It might seem like that we can't handle it. But brethren, God will equip us, brethren, with the means to make it even past our enemy. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Saul sought David. David was hunted. That's what Absalom was doing here in this chapter. Years on, after David got up, married, had children. You know the scripture. Absalom, my friend, wanted to take the kingship from that of his father David, and he didn't have the means whereby to do it. God had blessed David. God had blessed David in the beginning, had he not? Y'all know the scriptures. I'm not going to get into all that. I can lay a foundation. It'd take me half a night to lay it. But you listen. For just a minute, you know how close Jonathan and David was. And brethren, how that Saul sitting at the table, brethren, that even Saul took the javelin and throwed it at David and his own son, Jonathan, his own son. Brethren, and then Jonathan and David made a pact. Y'all know this is the beginnings, my friend, of David. And brethren, David was hunted just like brethren hunting some kind of an animal, my friend. But Saul was going to
take his life, brethren. Yes, he was. And God had already anointed him, my friend. Woo! What Saul didn't know that he wasn't going to be able to touch David tonight. Glory to God. I don't know about you, but I'm glad, my friend, that the enemy, brethren, can't touch us. Thank God if we'll stay in the anointed tonight. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank God. I got to slow down. But listen, brethren, you may think tonight that there's no way you'll make it through your journey. I want you to think about this. Brethren, David, even though he is anointed by God, my friend, had not yet took the kingship. No, sir. Brethren, his first time over is when the Lord sent Samuel down to Jesse's house. He said, I got me a man down there. Brethren, I've got a king down there. Glory, thanks be to God. God's got a man. Let God use us tonight. Yes, sir. For his honor and his glory. Brethren, I want you to know that Samuel got down there and Samuel was in the beginning, my friend. Samuel was the man that anointed that of Saul to be king. Was he not? Brethren, when he found Saul down right over there, my friend, Saul was out looking for his father's asses. They had got gone. Yes, sir. And Samuel found him out there. Glory! And asked him his name. Brethren, and he said, don't worry. Thank God they've been found. You come with me, my friend. Saul was a head taller than any man in the camp. Now, I want you to think about all this. You might say, preacher, I've not been anointed to do anything. Well, bless your heart, you have. You have. Brethren, there's not any of us tonight. If we're a child of God, we're a child of the King. And brethren, we've been made to sit at the King's table tonight. Yes, sir. Bible says, my friend, that y'all know, I'll try to run on this. I'm going backwards. Sometimes I have to preach just backwards. And I might be going back this direction tonight, but I'll just have to. Brethren Saul was a good king. Brethren, God was the one that told Samuel, my friend, to anoint him. Brethren, and Saul, when he began, brethren, he was a good king because he is small in his own eyes. Small. Come out of the smallest tribe of the children of Israel. Yes, sir. He depended on God, brethren, before he moved. Think about your journey. You know, brethren, how you can make your journey prosperous? Follow the Lord. Yeah, follow the Lord. Inquire. Inquire of God. Yes, sir, make you an altar. Thank God. Before you move, thank God. Before you get to doing anything, brethren, get a hold of God. See what God had you to do. He'll make a difference. It might not be the journey you want to travel. Do you know that? These folks, my friend, round about in this world, whether you believe it or not, my friend, these men and women alike, brethren, that have not pursued their own prosperity, but they followed God and asked Him what He'd have them to do. In this day, I ain't talking about biblical times. Brethren, it works today, folks. Saul was small. Yes, he was. And brethren, when he began, now Samuel, my friend, felt a little bit out of place. He felt hurt. Yes, sir. Because the people had cried for a king. And the Lord got a hold of Samuel, my friend, one day, and he said, in other words, don't be sad. Don't be angry with the people. He said, they've not rejected you, Samuel. They've rejected me tonight. He said, but you tell them I'm going to give them a king. They didn't have a king. The kingdom, my friend, was that of Saul and that of David and that of Solomon. Was it not? And brethren, after that, brethren, it was split. Before that, they didn't have a king. Had God Almighty. Did they not? Brethren, you can go back just as far as you go all the way back as far as you want to. Brethren, when men followed that of God, brethren, God blessed them and they prospered on their journey. Yes, they did. All the way back to Adam. Brethren, you get a hold of Abraham. Do you know in the days of Adam, my friend, there was a man, I believe it was Enos, was it not? When Enos, my friend, in the days of Enos, I might have it wrong, but it's the seventh, my friend. That of Cain was Abel was slew. Yes, sir. And I believe that of Adam and Eve had a son by the name of Seth. Is that not right? And it comes on down. I believe it was Enos, brethren. In the days of Enos, it says then men began to call upon the name of the Lord. Think about it. Think about it. Brethren, when Abraham left his own country, brethren, he would not move till he built him an altar tonight. Brethren, you want to talk about a journey. You look at Abraham. Yes, sir. You look at Abraham. I'm going to say this. Folks, had it not been for Abraham, a Lot wouldn't have been around. Did you know that? He wouldn't have lasted very long. No, sir, he would not have. Now, I'll say this tonight. You might be the reason, my friend, of somebody else, thank God, making it. Did you hear that? I know what you said about the lights, and thank God, there ought to be some lights burning around the lighthouse. Should they not? Yes, sir. The Bible said, he said, I go away. Huh? I am the light of the world. Ain't that what he said? He said, but I go away. He says, now ye are the light. Brethren, they ought to be a light about the church. Brethren, that the world could see. This world's in such darkness. Do you know that? This world's in such darkness. It is. Do you know that it don't take a great big old light when it's dark? It don't take a big light. It just takes a light. It just takes a light. Yes, sir. Just a little bitty old light. My friend, you get in a dark place, and I mean where it's dark. Brethren, and you take a little bitty light, my friend, and I'll guarantee you, you'll be able to see it. Yes, sir. It might not be nothing, but you seeing a light, brother, to go toward, that might be your salvation tonight. Thank God. What about your journey? What about your journey? Brother David, I'll try to stick around David if I can. I don't know where I can or not. Abraham, my friend, the Bible honestly teaches us that he built an altar before he ever moved. Then it come down to the place in Abraham's life that the Lord told him, he said, you just walk. He said, you just walk. He said, wherever you walk, my friend, I'm going to give it to you. You may not think things work like that today, but I'm going to tell you something. They will in more ways than one. They will. It ain't, brethren, that you, me and you are anything. That ain't the purpose of this. But I'll guarantee you, if you're a child of His, thank God He'll take care of you tonight. Don't make no difference who the enemy is. I know a little bit about what I'm talking about. Yes, sir. You know what? My hindsight's 20/20. Huh? It's better than that if there is such a thing. I've been down the journey just a little bit. Brethren, and I can see in my life where God has moved obstacles. Brother, that I could not move, my friend. I've worried myself sick a few times over some things. Yes, sir. But when I give them to the Lord, you know what? I believe when you give them to the Lord, you can forget them. Preacher, they still hound me. They might still be hollering, but thank God it ain't going to bother you. No, sir. It don't mean, my friend, that when you're a child of the King that everybody in this world going to like you. It don't mean that everybody going to bow down to you. No, sir. It don't mean that everybody going to listen to you. Brother, but I'll guarantee you, you get a hold of God, He'll, brother, direct your journey today. He'll do it. He'll do it. I think a lot of times, my friend, there's no reason tonight, my friend, for me and you to try to figure out how God works. Do you know that? There's no reason, my friend, why me and you ought to sit down and try to figure out how God's going to fix this thing. Brethren, the truth of it is, He can fix it. Thank God, just let Him tonight. Glory to God. Feel like shouting the housetop off. God's good. Ain't He? Ain't God good? Give us so many blessings. Undeserving. That's what we are. Brethren, our journey. I've been on a good journey. I have. We sang a song. It's in one of the books. Brethren, it said, it talks about, said it's been a long journey. And I've thought a lot of times. I believe I could live to be 150 and it'd still be a short drive. Do you know that? It'd just be a short space. You may not understand that. You get a little age on you, you will. You'll figure out, my friend, that 18-year-old is just like yesterday. Yes, sir. Just like yesterday. Nothing, my friend. Nothing. I mean, it's poof. That's how quick it was. Yes, sir. That's what the scripture even says. It's just like a vapor. It appeareth and it vanisheth away. Yes, sir. These things, my friend, these things about our journey, it doesn't matter where we understand it or not. But then these things about our journey, if we'll get where God wants us to be, brethren, our journey can be sweet. It can be. But David, my friend, Saul was after him early on. Hunted him. Did he not? Go on. I'll get on away from that. Come on, David. Come on. He began to be king. Saul and Jonathan died the same day in the battle. Did they not? Brethren, God took care of some things. And brethren, here David was king. Brethren, and David king, he had some children, and Absalom was one of them. Absalom, my friend, and I believe Absalom was the one that he pulled his hair every year. His hair grew, and he pulled it, and it was 300 something. I forgot all of that, and I ain't gonna worry too much about it. But he was a son that David loved. David loved him. You can go and read about Absalom. Brethren, but Absalom got brethren grown up, and here he was, what? Hunting his dad. Was he not? Going to do away with his dad. Yes, sir, getting counsel. He got some counsel from Ahithophel, and he got some counsel from Hushi. Yes, sir. Brethren, he meant business. He is going to do away with David and his men. But I'm going to tell you something. God had another plan. Yes, sir. God had another plan. God had already took care of David, my friend, in the front of his enemies all his life. And Hushi told him, he said, your father's a man of war. Brethren, he knows how to fight. And God's took care of him. Yes, sir. You know how far ahead of the enemy you has to be? Just far ahead. Just far enough. I heard a man say one time, he said, I ain't got to run fast enough to outrun the bear. I just got to outrun the one behind me. Huh? Just got to stay in front of him. Brethren, David, it wasn't that David was running. David, my friend, did not retreat. And David, my friend, did not take defeat. Brethren, God delivered him from his enemies, my friend. Even when he is running from Saul, my friend, the people of the land took care of David. You know that? Took that sword that where David had cut off Goliath's head. Brethren, is over there at the priest's house. Yes, sir. And David, when he had fled down there, he was a hungry, and the Bible said that he eat some of the showbread. Brethren, that was for the priest. Study it out. Thank God, God took care of him. They might have hunted him like a dog, my friend, but thank God the Lord kept him just one pace ahead all the time. On the other hand, brethren, David could have slew Saul more than once. Could have took his life. Yes, sir. Even smote his own heart. Brethren, when he just cut off the little skirt of Saul's, he's in the same cave. Yes, sir. And went down there and just cut the little skirt off of it. Brethren, the following day when he let Saul know, thank God, he said, looky here. Looky here, Saul. Look here, Saul. I could have took your life, Saul. David said it smote his heart. Because he had what? Because he had took his hand against the Lord's anointed. Brethren, Saul had been anointed by God. Yes, he had. Even though he was rejected, even by God, David respected that of Saul. He respected his enemy. David hadn't done anything to be his enemy. Do you know that? Jealousy. Jealousy, my friend, was what the raged that of Saul. Yes, sir. Jealousy is as cruel as the grave. Yes, sir. What about your journey? Somebody said, I believe it was Jeff, said something about when he leaves here tonight and he don't know what he's going to face. You don't. That's the truth. It's a fact. There's not a one of us sitting here that knows exactly what things will be when we get home. No. When we get home. Kathy, she's one to want to figure things out, and she don't want them figured out tomorrow. She wants them figured out right now. She ain't here. I'll talk about her. But anyhow, she's one that she'll let the least little old thing just get under her. And then she'll ask me about it, and I don't say a whole lot to begin with. And I'll just not say anything, sort of ignore it. She'll come around after a while. She'll say, didn't you hear me? Yeah. Well, sure I heard you. You didn't say nothing. And then I begin to talk, and then that just makes her about twice as worse what she was. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm going to tell you something. There's ways of handling things. You may be completely different than I am, but I'm going to tell you something. I've got a God, brethren, that can turn things upside down if you just get a hold of Him. He can make a way. Preacher, I couldn't do that. I couldn't live that way. Why couldn't you? Why can't you? Huh? Why can't you? Think about it. Why, preacher, you just turned over the Lord's hands and He'll just unscrabble it. I didn't say that. My friend, there's been things that I've had to do, personally do, that I didn't want to do. But brethren, when the Lord got finished with me, He said, this is what you'll do. You know what? It don't look like it'll work. It looks like it's the worst thing in this world you could do. But brethren, you go ahead and do it and you just watch Him work. Huh? Yeah, there's something for me and you to do. I'll guarantee you, you want to sit on the little stool of do nothing? You want to sit back, preacher, I've got faith. You can sit down that easy chair and say, I've got faith all day long. You'll starve to death tonight. Yes, you will. But brethren, I'll tell you, you become in need and you see if He don't supply the need. Amen. The need. Do you hear me? On your journey. On your journey. He supplied it for David. David ate the shoe bread. The Bible said that he left there with a sword. Thank God of Goliath. Yes, sir. And Saul never could catch him. Why couldn't he? Saul and all his men. Yeah. He had some valiant warriors. But they couldn't catch David. They couldn't catch David. Well, preacher, I want to be one of them that lives to where God just shows me how He's going to work and it just all falls in place. Good luck. Good luck. That ain't going to happen that way. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. You may not like it. There have been a lot of things that's come my way that I didn't like. There have been a lot of things I didn't want to deal with. Brethren, there have been a lot of things that I didn't want to face personally. But brethren, the Lord said, you'll do this, and you'll do this. And if you'll do these things, he said, I'll work it out. And I can faithfully tell you, he's done it. Amen. Yes, sir, he's done it. I don't have to tell you what he done for David. I don't have to tell you what he's done for Abraham. I don't have to tell you what he's done for brother so-and-so and sister so-and-so. Thank God he's worked in my life. Thank God, and I know where it come from. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, I'm going to tell you something, my friend. And some of them roads I've been on, my friend, wasn't real smooth. You can call it my own doing or whatever you want to call it, but sometimes you're going to have to climb that mountain. First time I ever went to Cahuta up here is the first time I ever pastored this church. I never had been to Cahuta. We went up there and them boys, they was talking, well, it's a good place right over there, Randy. Said, all you got to do, we could see the mountain right there. He said, all you got to do, go across that mountain. We was on this side and I was looking out through there and it was way up yonder. I said, well, I can handle that. I was young. All I got to do is get over that mountain. I didn't know them mountains was like that. I'm talking about that. Had it not been for them trees, I never would have made it. Grab hold of a tree and pull yourself up. They might have known a better way, but they never did tell me. I'll put it that way. I ain't been back to find out if they was or not, but I'll tell you, I liked everybody over that mountain. But when I did, I had to get down the other side. That wasn't a bad part. Coming out of there, I had to do the same thing. Huh? It's rough sometimes. You say, preacher, we won't live right there on top of that mountain. No, you don't. No, you don't. You'll be so weak, my friend, you'll lose everything about you. Yes, sir. You most certainly will. It's climbing. It's struggling. Brethren, it's going through them briar patches. My friend, and them briars just eating through you as you go through. I've been there. Yes, sir. And I've been through them old hard, hard woods, my friend, that you couldn't hardly make it through a tree. They're so close together. Yes, sir. And I've been through them roughs, my friend, that the mountain looked so high that I didn't think I'd ever make it to the top. But thank God I did. Kept climbing. Kept climbing. Preacher, what do you mean? You think David wanted to be hunted? He is anointed king. And here he was, as running for his life. Then he gets a little older and his own son hunts him. Yes, sir. Hunts him. You can go on over and you can read about it. My friend, Absalom never did get him. Absalom never did touch him. They come a day, my friend, that there is a war going on and Absalom hung in a tree. Yes, sir. And a man come by and thrust him through. And he died. Word got back to David and the Bible said that he wept. He wept for his son Absalom. Wept. Brethren, his own son hunted him like a dog. But brethren, he loved him like a father would tonight. God took care of him, didn't he? God took care of David. David sinned. We know the scripture. And it was part of the reason that Absalom done what he done. You can believe that or not. There's things that come out of David's own house against him because of the sin, brethren, that he committed in the house of Israel. Yes, sir. Go and read it. God still loved him. The Bible says that David, my friend, was faithful in all his house as pertaining all things except one. Except one. He said, and that was the Uriah the Hittite. Uriah the Hittite. Yes, sir, was laid, his blood was laid upon David because David took his life. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. God took care of his own. David repented. You go to the 51st chapter of the book of Psalms. You read it, my friend, and you'll find out that David repented. Rather than God, forgive him tonight. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Thank God the Bible said David was a man after God's own heart. Have you ever thought much about that? I'm about to bring my marks to a close, but I want you to think tonight about your journey. About your journey. Most of you's got enough behind you, my friend. You can think about how God's delivered you. You hear me? How he's delivered you. There's, I don't wish anything on anybody, to be honest with you. But I'll tell you, J.O. used to say a lot of times, he said it so much it bore in my heart, and I don't never get rid of it. He said, every man, woman, boy, or girl, he said, every man ought to get in a corner at least once in their lifetime. Ought to be backed up in a corner, my friend, to where there's no way out except God's. You say, preacher, will that work? You better believe it'll work. You better believe it works. I don't wish anything bad on anybody, but brethren, people need to get in fixes. People needs to get in places, my friend. I'll just be honest with you. You can look as far as you want to. That's still the Old Testament in my Bible. That's still the Old Testament in my Bible right there. All of that, every bit, Old Testament. Read it. Get in it. Look at it. You'll find, my friend, that God's people, when everything was going all right, they absolutely forgot about God. And one of the things was when they come out of Egypt and they was going over into Canaan's land, you can go and read it in the book of Deuteronomy. I know it's in the 12th chapter and it's in two or three other chapters, sixth chapter maybe, but it's in two or three chapters that the Lord told Moses, said, you tell the people. He said, when they're down there in Canaan, and he said, they're eating that food that they did not grow. He said, and they're living in them houses that they did not build. He said, and they've got them vineyards that they did not plant. He said, you tell them to beware. Beware lest thou forget the Lord. Beware lest thou forget the Lord. You know what? You can read all you want to in that Old Testament, and you'll find time after time after time that God let them go into captivity and let them be overrun, my friend, because they had forgot God. You won't know how to live. You won't know how to make a good journey. Live for God. Preacher, David was a man after his own heart. I don't want to be hunted. You might not, but it ain't bad if you stay ahead of the enemy. Is it? It ain't bad, my friend, if his arrows can't find you. Huh? Don't be like Ahab. Brethren, they was an arrow pointed at a venture. In other words, it was just pointed. Somebody guided that arrow. When it was let go, my friend, it already had a spot. Yes, sir, bullseye. I don't believe the man that had the arrow that pulled it knowed where he's going. He pointed it at a venture. But brethren, it found Ahab.
It found him. Did it not? You don't think God can find the Ahabs today? How about your journey? I thought about it. You might not. We don't all get the same things. You know that. Isn't it amazing? A person can listen to a message or hear a message, and they be 50 people sitting there. They may be 40 different ways that it come to folks. Do you know that? Individually, what did it mean? What did it mean for you? And what the truth of it is, the real truth of it is, it's good that you got something. You ever think about that? Well, preacher, I didn't get that out of what he preached. But some of you might have said this morning, well, I don't know what all he is preaching about. But I guarantee you got something out of it. You got something. And that something, my friend, has stuck with you. It doesn't matter that it's on the same plane or a completely different plane. I say that, but it makes me wonder sometimes. Don't it, you? It makes me wonder sometimes how people get some things out of some messages. It most certainly does. I'm going to read you a verse. I'm going to bring my remarks to a close. I hope you got something out of tonight. I really do. I've enjoyed trying to preach to you. And I did. I went backwards. I didn't go. I ain't nowhere near going this way. And that's the way I was wanting to go. So, you know, evidently the Lord wanted me to go the other way. That's what I call backwards. It ain't really backwards. It's the Lord's way. He knows all things. There's a verse, and all of you know it. It's very, very familiar. And we all come under the heading of it. I think about these little ones that's around here. And some of them, it seems like they might get a little loud at a time, and they might get a little unruly at a time, and what have you. But the truth of it is, they're children. They'll never get out of that if you don't help them. I can say that, and I know what I'm talking about. Unless you help them. Help them to understand. Preacher, they don't understand. They'll understand. They got a way of knowing. They most certainly have. But they're safe. Do you know that? We believe that. We preach that. We preach they're safe until they come to the age of accountability. And I ain't going to give you the age for it. I'm not going to tell you when that is. But brethren, when they come to that knowledge that they'll die and go to hell, in the shape they're in, it's pretty evident, my friend, that the Lord's speaking to them. And the Lord will help them. He most certainly will. He'll help us all if we'll let Him. Sometimes we don't want to let Him. We'd rather go a different route. I've told this church, and I'm not one to change jobs. I've changed jobs 2 or 3 times. I wound up the same place I started one time, but nonetheless, every time I changed, my friend, I didn't even worry about. The last time I went back to Mark M. Southeast, I had no clue what I was making. You say, preacher, that's just ignorant. No. You know why? Because I prayed about it. I needed a job. And the Lord spoke to me and He said, you just go up there. He said, I'll take care of it from there. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Now, the last time I stayed there was 22 years altogether. Yeah, 22 years. But I walked in there and the man that's in charge wasn't even there. He was out of state. But you know what? I know how this thing works. The man that was there was our boss out of St. Louis. He was my boss when I left first time. And he is there, and I know how things work. He wasn't going to do nothing. He said, Randy, he said, we ain't got nothing. He said, let me talk to Norman. Said, it'd be his decision. Preacher? Well, I didn't worry about it. I didn't look nowhere else. I didn't go nowhere else. Well, preacher, why didn't you? I'm going to tell you why I didn't. I knowed how the Lord could take care of things. And I knowed in my heart where I ought to be. Well, preacher, hey, how'd you know it's all? Wasn't but a couple of days, I got a phone call. Said, Randy, be here Monday morning. Huh? I didn't ask what I was doing, what I was making. I'm serious. When I went back, I had no clue whatsoever. I know how to work them things out. I know the Lord can take care of things. And I'm going to tell you something. Brethren, the Lord can take a dollar. He can take a dollar. And if there is such a thing as a dollar stretcher, He can stretch it. Do you know that? He can do it. He has done it. He's done it in my life. I can't tell you how I made it. Early on. Just the things that was in the motions, even when I left the plant that time. Lord took care of things. He can. He can, folks. Can I tell you something? And I'm not saying anything about me. That ain't what I'm talking about. You know, when Jacob wrestled with that man all night, that angel cried out and said, "Let me go, Jacob." You know what Jacob said? He said, "I ain't letting you go till you bless me. Till you bless me." The scripture says that it, what, put his thigh out of joint? They didn't even eat of that part of the animal at that time because of the touching of the thigh on Jacob. But Jacob said, "I ain't letting you go till you bless me." You know what he told him before he left? He said, "Jacob," he said, "thou shalt not be called anymore Jacob." He said, "but thou shalt be called Israel." Huh? "For thou hast had power with God and with man." Did you hear that? "Thou hast had power with God and with man." You go read about Jacob's journey. Earl preached somewhat on a good bit of it this morning. He wasn't preaching on no journey, but Jacob was involved. That was part of Jacob's journey. Yes, sir? God took care of him, didn't he? You think the Lord will take care of you? We sang a song also. I can't remember all of it. I wished I could. God will take care of you. There's a lot more to that song. That's all I can remember at the moment. He will. Church, He will. Do you know we function. We function because we're living. We ain't dead. Do you know that? We're not dead. Brethren, we're alive, very much alive. And God's able to use the living. A living dog's better than a dead lion. That's what the book of Proverbs says. Anybody got anything? You got anything you need to say or do, leave with us.